Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you're listening. This is day 19, and we're going to change the format pretty radically. You've learned a lot now, and you have a lot of fundamental tools. So we're going to focus on you just getting yourself to apply some of the fundamentals that you've already learned consciously. I want to get you to apply them to make some specific changes. And what we want to address in this particular tape to start with is a major thing called fear. Fear of failure and fear of success. If there are any two labels in our society that we've learned to link both a mixture of pain and pleasure to, it's those two known as failure and success, and they are totally interwoven. What do I mean by that? Well, first of all, what is fear and what does it do to us? A long time ago, I heard a simple, but I think a very useful way of looking at fear. First of all, we know it's an emotional state. That's all it is. But it's an emotional state where our brain is activated to avoid pain. That's really what it is. It's a state of major concern where our entire nervous system gets activated. It can be a very powerful state. We can use it to really become fully awake, alive, pay attention. And that's what its intent was. Its intent was to protect us and to make sure we had all of our resources available, to pay attention, to take quick action. It helps us to get access to our deepest resources of fight or flight. The problem happens is when we take this intense emotion called fear, this emotion that can get our heart beating at an incredible pace, shoot adrenaline through our body, create an incredible biochemical change throughout our entire system, and we attach that to something we don't need to have any intensity about, like trying something and not have it turn out exactly the way we expected, what some people call failure. Boy, isn't that insane? And then all of a sudden, we find ourselves no longer want to try things because we don't want our nervous system to go through that havoc of massive pain. We've got to break this pattern. We've got to learn that the fear is not what we want to avoid. Fear is a useful emotion in the appropriate context. We don't want to eliminate fear. But what we want to do is eliminate fear where it's limiting us and not supporting us. So a useful way of looking at fear for most people is most people anticipate the potential of problems or pain and generate this emotion known as fear. In fact, I heard somebody once call fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence that appears real. Probably a good metaphor for it. How often have you gotten afraid about something or really concerned about something or really worried about something, had all this pain, all this concern, and then it didn't even happen? Yet, you know what? It did happen. It happened in your body. You might as well have had the problem. You might as well have had the tragedy because your body went through the same exact experience as if it had happened. In fact, it was worse. If it would have happened, you would have done it once. But since you were waiting and thinking about it and fearing it, you may have run the same movie in your head many times. You've heard the phrase that says, a coward dies 1,000 deaths, a courageous man only one. You got to learn to get control of it. Now, let's relate it directly to this thing called failure and success. We've already spoken about these, so I'm not going to talk in detail. What I want you to do, though, is use this tape as simply a trigger for you to absolutely use a few techniques to free yourself from the fear. Listen, failure is impossible. The only way you can possibly fail is to tell yourself that you have failed. What do I mean specifically by this? Well, what I mean is in order for you to feel feelings that you may associate to being a failure, you have to represent things in a certain way. You have to evaluate your life in a very specific way. And it's very different than the way you evaluate things in order to create this feeling inside of yourself you may have labeled success. The point is, we are in control. Nothing and no one outside of you can determine whether you're a failure or success. Only you give yourself permission to give yourself a label like this. So how do we change and break out of this fear? Well, the first way is to change our rules or our ways of defining what determines an experience we call successful or one we call a failure. What determines when we start firing off those negative emotions? In other words, any two people you meet on the street, if you ask them, what does it take for you to know you're successful? What does it take for you to feel like you're a failure? Inevitably, you'll get radically different answers. Everything from, well, the fact that I haven't achieved all that I set out to achieve in my life by now, to, well, I know that there's more possible and I'm not doing it, to I'm afraid, and if I'm afraid, then I'm a failure. People have such radical different ways of evaluating. Some people have set things up for themselves where they have mental rules where no matter what they do, they feel like they're a failure. For example, you remember the example I told you about earlier? The gentleman who, by most people's standards, was extremely successful, but by his own, he was a failure. Why? Because if in order to be successful, you'd have to be earning $4 or $5 million a year, and he's only earning two. Think about it. His definition of failure is anybody who earns less than $4 million a year. You might want to create better rules for yourself so it's a lot easier and you don't have to worry about having that kind of fear. Conversely, you ask people about what does it take to succeed. Some people say, I have to never, ever feel bad. Or they say, I have to achieve my goals. Or other people say, I have to be breathing or above ground. Remember the example? See, in life, what we want to do to make ourselves effective is we want to make it really hard for us to feel bad and really easy to feel good. And you might say, well, gosh, if I operated that way, then I probably wouldn't make my life the way I wanted. I wouldn't be motivated. Garbage. I used to believe that too, but it's just not true. I used to believe in life that I've got to go out and achieve, and therefore I'll allow myself to feel happy. But I've chosen to look at life differently, where I now happily achieve instead of achieve to be happy. I'm going to tell you something. It radically changes your personality. I'm having so much more fun while I'm achieving now. How does this all relate? Well, you got to take a look. If you're experiencing fear of failure, fear of success, the first place you got to look is, how do you define them? How is it that you evaluate things, and is it appropriate? Whose rules are you living by to create these feelings or emotions inside yourself? Did you sit down one day and say, if this and this and this happens, then I think it would be useful for me to feel like a failure, so I'll be motivated? And if this and this and this happens, it would be useful to feel successful? I doubt it. What happened is you've just developed a pattern, and that pattern may be controlling you instead of you controlling it. I suggest you sit down right now and stop the tape. And before I do anything else, I want you to define for yourself, what must happen in order for you to feel like you're successful? What must happen? Now, I know this seems like a general question or an amorphous question, but be honest with yourself. That's question number one. What must happen? Now, again, people give all kinds of answers to this. I must make $1 million. I must have the ultimate relationship. I must have my children go to college. I must have to, whatever the case may be. Other people have things like, I must breathe. I must wake up. Just decide what they are for you, at least right now. And then the second question is, what must happen in order for you to feel like a failure? What kinds of things do you allow to cause yourself to feel those sensations that maybe you now label failure in your body? What kinds of things trigger that? So what must happen for you to feel like a failure? Just failure to achieve a preconceived idea of what you want in a certain specific period of time? Nice fancy way of saying failure to get what you want when you thought you'd get it. What are your definitions for these two? And let's first of all find out what they are, and then we'll take it from there. So please stop the tape and jot down, or if you're in your car, think clearly. Get a clear idea of what are your definitions. What must happen for you to feel like a failure or to feel successful? Stop the tape now and check it out. Okay, so what did you discover? My first question for you is this. Whose rules are these? Who defined for you that this is what success is or failure is? Again, I doubt very seriously if it was you consciously designing it. My second question is equally important, maybe more important, and that is this definition you've got appropriate to create lifelong happiness and success? If you're experiencing fear of failure and success on a daily basis, it's highly likely that you've got some rules that are disempowering you. So what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to define for yourself what should your rules be for failure and success. In other words, you might want to do like the gentleman we talked about earlier and make it a lot harder to feel like a failure and a lot easier to feel successful. I've already told you my definition. No matter what the situation is, if I give my all and if I learn something, I've succeeded. Now, if I didn't give my all, then I can at least learn something and I can still succeed and I can turn around and give my all in learning something about it. I mean, I've found a way to make sure I can succeed no matter what. And by succeeding, I feel good inside. And because I feel good, I'm willing to go for more. Instead of what I used to do, which is beat myself up, and all that did was put me in a lousy state and create performance that I'd rather not even talk about. So right now, create two new definitions. What's going to be your new definition now? What must happen now for you to feel like a success? And make sure it's easy. And what must happen for you to feel like a failure? For me to feel like a failure, I have to quit. I have to totally give up. So that's something I want to avoid. That's something I would like to feel bad about, would be totally to give up. Does that make sense? So go for it now, stop the tape again, and give yourself two new definitions of success and failure. Go for it. These new definitions that you've now created are basically the foundation for releasing yourself from the bondage of fear. Remember, in order for you to feel that feeling called fear, you've got to evaluate things in a way that makes you think that what's going to happen is going to lead to pain. It's always important for us to remember, then, that our own core beliefs are what generate our emotions. that whatever we believe to be true is what's going to happen to us. So as long as that's true, it's better for us to identify and to establish for ourselves beliefs that empower us instead of disempower us. I remember a belief system that was offered to me years ago. I think Robert Schuller is one of the people that popularized it, and it started many years before that. And the belief system was this. Somebody once asked me, Tony, what would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? And I thought, if I knew I couldn't fail, I'd do almost anything. And so I offer you the same thing. What would you attempt to do if you knew you couldn't fail? And if you're saying almost anything, then just go do it, because if you set up the right rules, it'll be almost impossible to fail. It's impossible for me to fail, because the only way I could fail would be to give up. And there's no chance of me doing that. I got too much pleasure in going for it 100% in life. Remember the analogy from earlier in this tape program. If you try something and it doesn't work, you ran a play. You're still in the football game. As long as you're on the field and the clock is still ticking, then the bottom line is you haven't failed. And if your heart's moving, that's the clock. It's still ticking. You're in great shape. So just go for it. Try something else, change your approach, and eventually you'll achieve what you want. But make sure it's hard to fail, easy to succeed. Make sure you're in control, not your environment, not what other people think. Otherwise, you'll always be in reaction in life and never be in control.